Time for our Tuesday morning conversation. As promised, we're talking about the Salvation Army here in Tomahawk. The Red Kettle campaign is in the rearview mirror for last holiday season, so we're going to get up to date and see just how we did here. And so this morning, Wynn Semler is here, and so is Pat Patella. Thanks for being here, Wynn and Pat. Glad you're here, and thanks for helping out at Salvation Army, too.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about our Red Kettle campaign this last year. It's here in Tomahawk. We were in front of the Trig store and in the post office, but I also noticed some things in some of the businesses around town, too. They had stuff by their cash register. Those, I hope those came in handy and did well this year.
They most certainly did. We had small kettles located throughout the Tomahawk area at 15 different locations. Two of them were on Highway 8, the Wagner Shell Station, I believe, and one was all the way down in Triple I.
Okay.
And then the other 13 were located throughout the business community here in town on 4th Street, Wisconsin Avenue, and Tomahawk Avenue.
Got it. Most of the time, it seemed like every time I went by Triggs, I don't go by the post office so much anymore, but every time I went by Triggs, there was somebody manning that red kettle, so volunteerism must have been pretty good this year, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
So not many shifts got missed this year in Tomahawk.
Not at all.
Boy, that's awesome. So I think one of the things that everybody wants to know, Pat, what was the goal for the Salvation Army this year? Did you identify a particular number that you wanted to hit for sure?
It varies from year to year, and I don't know that we were actually given a total more than what was expected last year.
Okay, so as long as you do as well as last year, that's really what counts.
Right, at least to hit that, and if we hit more, that's even better.
Because I would assume that year after year, there's probably not a lot of money left over in those coffers. It's probably a start-over situation almost every year, right?
It runs down,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of need. And I know this year, one of the best parts about the Salvation Army and giving to the Salvation Army is because most of the money stays right where you want it. So
yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit here. So how much does stay local? How much has to go to other things?
The amount that stays local is 86%.
That's good.
That is a pretty high number when you compare it to a lot of the other organizations that are out there. 86% is quite high.
Yeah.
And then the other 14% is not like it's going to administrative costs. It doesn't. It's some of it is administrative, but a lot of it goes to the state efforts and national efforts as well.
Okay.
So a fairly high percentage of the totals that's collected nationwide is going to help people in need.
We often hear of the Red Cross going to danger situations and catastrophe situations to help. What about the Red Cross? Because there was a lot of that, especially down south with the hurricanes and stuff. How much does the Salvation Army get involved with those kind of efforts?
The Salvation Army does get involved, probably not to the same extent as some of those other organizations. For example, back in, I think it was in 2019, there was some series of high wind situations here in the state of Wisconsin that devastated some homes and things of that nature, had some pretty disastrous results downstate. The Salvation Army stepped in and they had a food trailer, so they were providing food to people that were in need. We do help. Right now we are helping in North Carolina as well as in California. But again, it's on a minimal basis in terms of providing food for people that might be needing it, and also providing volunteers to help in cleanup efforts and things of that nature.
And just knowing what kind of organization the Red Cross is, now I got that in my head here. The Salvation Army, we're talking Salvation Army. Red Cross, good folks there too, but we're talking Salvation Army today. 86% stays local, 14% goes to the national campaigns. I would assume that us helping out up here with some of the stuff going on in other parts of the country, the same thing happens in those other parts of the country. If something were to happen here, we'd be getting a couple extra bucks that way too, right?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah. So it goes hand in hand. We all help each other. A good thing, but we keep most of it at home. So without further ado, I can't wait to hear the number. What number was hit this year with the Red Kettle campaign?
Well, we don't have all of the final numbers in yet. They won't be available until probably the middle of February.
Okay.
But in terms of the kettles, the amount that the kettles collected, we've been given a number of just under $27,000.
Okay.
Now, we will be getting additional funding from people that donate checks. There's grants that'll be coming in. None of that will be finalized until mid-February.
27,000 is a big number, but when you consider what it goes for, I don't think that number is going to last very long.
Well, Pat can address some of the things that we're doing with that money.
Yeah, please, Pat. Where's that money going?
A lot of it right now is going for people who need help with rent.
Okay.
Or they've been evicted and they need a down payment for a security deposit for a new place, plus first month's rent. Utilities are big, and car repairs, and it's all through local.
How does Salvation Army know about these people that need help right now?
They can come into our office between 10 and 12 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're in the phone book. We have a website. They can leave a message on our phone and say, I need something, call me. And we do have a lot of calls that we just return and find out if they're from Lincoln County and where what their needs are and screen them from there for the application process.
That's got to be, I'm sorry, Wynn, go ahead.
I was just going to say, tell them about the backpack program.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Right. Of these funds that are going to be coming in, a large portion of it goes to the backpack program, which is amazing.
It's a godsend. It's a lifesaver. It really makes a huge difference in everybody's lives and that are participants, that's for sure.
Yes, I've watched these people in action when they pack the bags and get them all ready to take back to school.
It's a labor of love, right?
It is. Yeah. People have fun doing it. They're excited to help.
That's what I hear, that if you're looking for a good time, stop by and stuff some backpacks a little bit, and you'll have a good time doing that with all the folks that are there.
Exactly.
So that making that phone call to the Salvation Army has to be probably the hardest phone call that an individual is going to make. It's very hard to ask for help a lot of ways. So when people make that call and say, you know that you got to be dealing with people that are just on their last legs. They're nowhere else to go, nowhere to turn. The hardest phone call all of a sudden comes across. How does the Salvation Army act? How do you decide which folks to follow up on and which ones maybe not? Or do you follow up on every single call?
You know what? We follow up on everybody.
Okay.
And down the road, if we find out that someone might have misappropriated the funds.
Okay.
We have a file. We can keep track. Okay. But you know what? That number is so small.
Okay, good.
The people that need it really do need it. And once they open up, we can send them to other places, give them vouchers for other places. So it isn't just money from us. We can give them vouchers for the thrift store, Triggs, and help them beyond just what they think they need.
Good. I want to get this out a couple times. What is the phone number that if somebody finds themselves on their last legs, they don't know how they're going to pay the rent or put a meal on the table, what is the phone number at the Salvation Army to call?
715-453-5939, I think. I've never had to call it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I don't want to.
Wynn's looking at me. Don't put me on the spot. Okay. 453-5939, as far as we know right now. And if that changes, we'll try to get that change made before we get you out of here today. Okay. We can do some Googling and find that out. So $27,000 is a lot of money, but it's probably going to go pretty fast. And so is this the main, this got to be the main way that the Salvation Army raises funds. But what about when it's not the holiday season? And what if times are tough and you see that number getting way down there? Let's say it's the middle of summer. There was a whole bunch of bad things that happened in the spring. What if that number gets way down there? How do you go about getting emergency funds? Do you call the radio station and say, hey, we need some help really bad here. Does that ever happen?
So far, it hasn't.
Well, no. Good. Well, I shouldn't have brought it up. I don't want to jinx anything.
No, that's okay, because I have been told that should this happen, we can work with the corporate office down in Wauwatosa and say, you've got our vouchers. You know what we've been paying money out for. We're running down. What ideas do you have to help us?
Got it.
So it isn't like we sit flat and can't say it. Anything to anybody and help them.
So no matter what, people shouldn't just, they should assume they're going to get some kind of help when they call the Salvation Army, no matter what. Don't know how much or how little, but you'll get some kind of help, guaranteed.
Right. There's a yearly limit that we have, which I won't disclose, but it's a substantial amount to help in any direction that they need to go, or in several, depending on their needs.
They'll get them through till tomorrow or next week or so anyway. Good. Sometimes that's all it takes. A couple extra days and things could come together and life can change just like that. But thank goodness you're there. Wynn, what phone number did you find out for the Salvation Army?
It is 715-453-5939.
Pat, you are right on the money there with that. So again, if you find yourself in need, 453-5939, call the Salvation Army and leave a message. If there's nobody there in your call, definitely will be returned. Businesses get involved, residents get involved, churches get involved. What are some of the things that we can do the rest of the year Knowing that Salvation Army probably needs help all year long, but we only see the kettles one time a year, what else can folks do to get involved with the Salvation Army and help out one way or the other? Wynn, what would you say?
Well, probably the biggest thing is just to continue helping with the kettle campaign. That's really the biggest, because that's really where the majority of our funding comes from. Okay. So the more volunteers we have, the better. And if I could, I'd like to take a moment just to thank some of the specific organizations that have been involved.
Absolutely.
Like you said, we have churches, community organizations, and businesses that help with the campaign. The churches in town are Grace Lutheran, United Methodist, First Congregational, St. Mary's, the Northwoods Vineyard, and The Rock. All of those churches contribute at least one day, perhaps more than one day in some cases, of volunteers to man the kettles.
Outstanding.
The community organizations are the Tomahawk Historical Society, the Nokomis ATV Club, and Kinship. And again, they all volunteer almost at least one day, if not a full day, at least a half a day. And our businesses that have been cooperating with us or contributing are the Tomahawk Realtors Association and Crossbridge Bank. And again, the realtors, they call it the Realtor Ring Day.
Yeah.
They pick a day, and usually it's a Friday, and they man all of the locations that we have. This year we really only have the two, Triggs and the post office, but they man both of those locations. In total, we had roughly 200 people that volunteered
Nice.
To ring the bell.
In all kinds of weather conditions,
yeah.
too.
And, you know, we do get a lot of volunteers other than these people from these organizations. And when the season comes to do the ringing, there's a website that people can go to and sign up to be a volunteer. You could call me. You know, I'm the scheduler for Tomahawk, mm-hmm. so I'll take care of getting them scheduled if they call me or get in touch with me.
I want to ask, I hope this is an appropriate question, but since we lost the ability, Tomahawk folks, we used to be able to go over to the Walmart store in Rhinelander where there's a lot of traffic, but we're not allowed to go over there anymore for whatever reason. What about the one in Merrill? Because I have a question about the one specifically in Merrill. There was a sign out there that said, if there's nobody ringing the bell, pick up the bell and start ringing. And so I thought that was really neat. I figured, okay, maybe Merrill's got a little bit of a shortage of volunteers, but they don't want people to pass by that kettle as they're going in to do their shopping. So I thought, hey, what the heck? I got a couple extra minutes. I sat there, rang the bell for about 15 minutes. I looked at the clock. People put some money in there. I didn't count it. I didn't do anything. I just picked up the bell and rang it because it said, go ahead, pick up the bell and ring it. People put money in there. I hope that money got to where it was supposed to go.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
But, you know, but that's something else. People are getting creative when you get short of people power. Mm-hmm. You got to get creative because the need's not going to go away. And
right.
so I just thought that was great. On the honor system, there's the bell. Ring it for a little while if you can and help us out. And so I hope a bunch of other people. I saw some young teenagers doing that a couple of times, too. And I thought, I wonder if they're here because they're mom and dad told them to, or if they're here just because they're just good kids. I kind of felt that they're just good kids.
I think that is the case. We've had a couple in our location, too. We've had some Girl Scouts, and we've had some other teenagers from the schools contributing, so it's a good sign.
I would like to, and I wanted to ask you both, Pat, first, why did you get involved with the Salvation Army in the first place as a volunteer?
Years ago, they were there for me.
Okay.
And it was payback time.
Got it. Okay, nothing else said. I know it's got to be emotional, but thank you very much for paying it back. How about you, Wynn? How come you're involved?
Well, I kind of got roped into it.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure if you know Wendy and Dennis Mannering.
Yes, I know.
They're involved with the Salvation Army. They're also members of the same church that I go to. And one day after church, we got to talking, and Wendy said, we really need somebody that has a little bit of a computer technical background. And I said, oh, I have that. But I didn't know what for. So she said, how'd you like to help us out with the Salvation Army? And I said, sure, I'll give you a hand. So that's how I got started.
And now you're here talking on the radio.
There you go.
What the heck? I know a lot of people get involved for a lot of different reasons, but my point in asking this is I hope that a bunch of us older people start to talk to some of the younger people about how important it is to give back. Give of yourself and give back to the community that's given you so much over the years. There's no better way to do that than ringing the bell for the Salvation Army or getting involved like that some way. Pat, would you agree?
Absolutely, I agree. There was an individual who came to our office who needed something, and we were able to help that individual. And before they left, the person said, I'd like to ring the bell. Can you find a time for me? She came. She did. She had a wonderful time, and it just warmed my heart, and I think it warmed hers even more.
I think one of the best parts, and correct me if I'm wrong here, maybe there's another reason, but if you ever sat by a Salvation Army kettle and rang that bell, you hear some of the best stories you are ever going to hear in your whole life. Some of them make you get a little teary-eyed. Some of them will put a big smile on your face. But the stories are they're invaluable. They're just one of the best reasons to volunteer is to just hear those stories standing by the bell.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
You hear so many good ones. Older people, younger people, and the best ones are the little kids tugging on their mom. Mom, give me a dollar so I can put it in the kettle. I love those. I'm so glad the Salvation Army is here for us, for everybody that needs it here in Tomahawk. So, big number, but we can always do better. And so if you want to get involved with the Salvation Army one way or the other, you can always call and volunteer. It'll be red kettle time before you know it for next year. Make plans for doing it next year. Get yourself some good footwear. That's the biggest thing when ringing the kettle. You got to have good footwear. You don't want those toes getting frostbit while you're out there ringing the bell. So have good footwear and just be ready to have a good time and give back to the community that's done so much for you. And if you do need help from the Salvation Army, it's good to know they're here at 453-5939 for our Tomahawk Salvation Army. Pat, going to give you some last words before you get out of here this morning. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate what you do for the Salvation Army. And I wish there were more people like you, Pat.
Thank you. It just feels right, and you, if you want to do it and you try it, you'll know it'll feel right.
Yep, absolutely. Wynn, how about you? How are you going to get us out of here today?
Well, I'm going to get you out of here by thanking the community. We've got a wonderful giving community that just amazes me each and every day. We're also involved. We do some brat fries in the summertime with the Historical Society and our church, and that's another place where you hear some amazing stories.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, just to see the giving nature of the community that we live in is just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and we see it all the time, every day, not just at Christmas time here in Tomahawk. We're pretty lucky to live here, and we got a lot of good things going for us, and so let's just keep it going. And Wynn and Pat, thank you both for being here this morning. Thanks for helping at the Salvation Army, and we'll send you on your way, but have a good rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for having us and letting us say thank you.
Anytime you want to come back, you got a chair right here, okay?
You got it.